And my name is so-and-so, and I have this, and I do this. If we're singing just for people's applause or hearing playing for just people's applause, there's trouble. There's trouble. We've got to have the right, proper, get things in order. And this Pharisee, this leper, this man, this host of Jesus, he was out of order. He was out of line. He was wrong. The Lord only seeks two things. Hear me this morning. He only seeks two things. Number one, to seek and save that which is lost. Yeah, Luke 19 and 10. And number two, to seek worshipers. He's seeking worshipers that will worship in spirit and in truth. We've got to seek and save that which is lost, and we've got to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. God wants someone to minister to Him. God wants somebody to cry out with a fervent voice and a fervent prayer, I need you today, God. I praise you today. I worship you today. God, I give you all glory. God, it's not my way, it's not my will, but God, it's your way. It's your will. He loves those of another spirit, a spirit unto the Lord, if you will. Most of us have a spirit of give me. Yeah. You deal with children. We took 18 of them to Beaumont Friday night. There's a lot of spirit of give me, give me, give me, give me. 18 of them. Two of them came back to me and said, thank you, Brother Chris. Two. Thank you. A spirit of give me. God made the sun, and it gives. God made the moon, and it gives. God made the stars, and they give. He made the air, and it gives. Are you breathing? I hope so. God made the clouds, and they give. God made the sea, and they give. Trees, flowers, you just name it that He's created. Beasts, they give. God made man, and he? Well, I choose to live for God today. Well, I don't know if I'm going to go to church today, but it's like the pastor's talking about, you have to peck your way through, get through, just press through. You can make it, sir, ma'am. You can live for God. Nobody has everything figured out. But if you'll get in the Word of God and begin to apply the principles of the Word of God in your life, Jesus will see you through. He'll see you through. Psalms 145 and 10, all thy work shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. I want to be changed. I want to be stirred. I want to be touched. Amen. I want to be changed. Say it. I want to be changed, stirred, touched. Psalm 69:34. Let the heaven and the earth praise Him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. Psalms 148:3. Praise ye Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Praise Him, ye heavens and of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. David said in Psalms 119 and 164, seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. Seven praise breaks a day. Seven times a day. A man after God's own heart. We were created to minister to the Lord and to His needs. Simon, you didn't have a kiss for me. A kiss denotes relationship. You don't walk up to strangers and kiss them. At least I hope you don't. Do you? No. There has to be a relationship there for you to walk up to somebody and kiss them. The first time I met one of my wife's uncles, they are on that side of the family married into her uncle. But anyway, it's an uncle by marriage. They are full-blood Italian. And he is the real deal. And they're all in New York, and they're all in construction, they're all in union, and be honest with you, I think they're all mafia. I'm serious. I told her, I said, I'm not, he's not kissing me. Now, I watched him start kissing going down the line, and he don't kiss on the cheek. He kisses on the lips. He not kissing me. And he hasn't kissed me yet. But I am a little scared, I have to say. But a relationship. And this is the first time I met this dude. You know, and no guy's kissing me on the lips. No. A relationship. You have to have a relationship with somebody to kiss them. You don't walk up to a stranger in Kroger or Walmart and, "How are you?" You might get shot or tased. It has relationship. There's a relationship. So there has to be a relationship with God. There has to be a communication with God. Some of us want some things from God and God's blessings and God's healing. But when's the last time we've talked to God? I did a thing several years ago on myself. I just challenged myself, and I began to notice that every time I was praying, it was, "Well, God, I need this, and God, I sure wish you would do that, and God, if you would just take care of this need," and I caught myself. Now, wait a minute. If all I ever do is ask, and I'm needy, it gets old after a while. If every time I see somebody in Walmart, "Now, Brother Chris, I need $100. I'm not going to go to Walmart very often. It gets old. So when we begin to praise God, "God, I praise you for your mighty acts. God, I praise you for your glory and your love and your mercy and your peace and your wisdom. I give you honor, God. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty." When I begin to praise Him and give back. My wife, she's not down here, so I can talk about this. At 3 a.m. this morning, please do not tell her I told you this story. I will be sleeping at your house tonight, I promise. I woke her up sick. And I was sick. And I shut the door. And it wouldn't stop coming out of my mouth. It was bad. I was coughing. And I heard this voice. I knew it wasn't from heaven. But I heard this voice. She got mad. I'm in there on death's door. Just this side of glory, and she's mad at me for throwing up. I told her, I said, "Sweetie, this is relationship." And I know I'm on thin ice. She might be hearing me right now. There's not a speaker up there, I hope. Oh, don't turn it on. I said, "Babe, I don't understand. I'm sick. I'm barely breathing. And you're mad? Hug me or something. Pray for me. Tell me you love. Tell me I'm doing a good. I'm gonna make it. Give me some encouragement." Well, come to find out, after we got up this morning, or she got up. I didn't go back to sleep, but after she got up, I said, why is it that you got so mad at me in the night when well, number one, you woke me up. Okay, I know that. I didn't wake her up gently at all. It was bad. I said, "Well, I was only sick for like 10 minutes. She said, "Oh, no, I looked at the clock. It was over an hour. You didn't stop." And I said, "You know, don't get upset. There's this. I'm talking about relationship. There's communication." And I said, "Really, I want to know why. I was getting kind of hot. Why are you mad? Because I'm sick." "Well, you don't take care of yourself." "Yes, I do. I've been eating right. I haven't had a Coke in God knows when. But I ate a little piece of sausage last night that was greasy. And it didn't do well with me. And that acid reflux began to bubble up. I won't go into the details. You don't want to hear it. I don't want to say it. But I pinned her down. Why were you mad?" She said, "I was mad because it scares me and I'm afraid I'm going to lose you and I don't want to live life without you." When she words it like that, it takes on a whole new meaning. It takes on a whole new context of, okay, you really do care about me. "Oh yeah, baby, I'm worried you're going to die." Well, I said, "Next time, have that same worry, but just come across a little different. It's relationship. It's the same with the kiss. If I walk up to a stranger and kiss them, my wife's going to say, pardon me? There's relationship there. In a relationship, there's love. And I'm almost done, I promise. In a relationship, I'm buying Brother Baggett some time because he's going to be longer than me today, I promise. In a relationship, there's love. Do you live for God? Just talking this morning. Do you live for God because of the fear of going to hell? Is that why you're living for God? Or are you living for God because you love God? And there's a relationship there. And there's a depth of relationship there. Fear causes rebellion. But love causes submission. I don't live the way I live out of fear. I live and do the things I do for God because I love Him. And I want to be pleasing to Him. And I want to be holy and acceptable. I want to be humble. I want to be kind. I want to be loving. I want to be giving. I want to be encouraging. I want to be generous. I want to be joyful. I want these things in my life. Simon, you had no oil to anoint my head. A visit from God, unchanged, unstirred, untouched. When that oil was poured on Jesus, it took on the form of Jesus. And until we take on the form of Jesus in our community, until we take on the form of Jesus in our families, in our homes, in this earth that we live in, we will never see what we truly want from God. Unity has that anointing. We should have a common cause to seek and to save all that are lost and to seek to worship Him in spirit and in truth. We've got to have the spirit and we've got to have the truth. Some have spirit and no truth. Some have truth and no spirit. It's time that we get into the proper process of living for God. Not your way anymore, but His way. His way. His way. We've got to become effective. We've got to change the people around us and that we come in contact with and ultimately the world. One by one. One by one. Let's put on the whole armor of God. I challenge you this morning. Let's put on the whole armor of God. Let's get full of the Holy Ghost and let's be changed. Let's be stirred. Let's be touched. When the presence and the power of God comes in and you see one come and you see another cry or you see someone's, go over and lay hands on, pray with them, encourage them. Don't scream at them. Don't get mad at them. Relationship. 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 I want to be changed. I want to be stirred. I want to be touched. Hallelujah. Would you stand to your feet this morning? You know, I have been changed, stirred, and touched since I have come to this city and this church. I will never be the same person again. Never, never, never. Because not only has God come into my life like never before, but men of like faith, men of truth, and women of truth that live for God and love God. Folks, there's none of us that are perfect. Your family member that you've been praying for, witnessing to, your friend, they're not perfect. There's disappointments, there's frustrations, there's letdowns. I have a man named Curtis this morning who promised me he'd be here this morning. I met him in town. I've seen him in Kroger two or three times. He said, man, I just keep running into you. I said, yeah. I said, you need to come visit us. I'm going to come. I'll be there Sunday. Am I let down? Yes. But that he even said, hey, I'm going to come, that excites me. Let's be changed. Let's be sensitive to the Spirit and the presence of God. It's not just one or two pulling or pushing. Let's all pull together. Let's all pull together. Right where you are, just lift your hands to heaven. Lord, we thank You this morning. We love You this morning. God, we ask that Your presence and Your mercy and Your love would encamp about us, Lord. Come into our hearts like never before. God, we want to be touched and changed and stirred. We don't want to be in your presence and not be unchanged. Lord, we want to be changed. We want to be sensitive to your spirit. God, I pray right now for every home that is represented here today. I pray that you touch their families, touch their children, touch their connections in the community. Lord, reach down. Reach down. Give them strength, Lord. Whatever they're dealing with right now, man, woman, and child, I ask that you touch them, Lord. Fill them full of your presence, full of your love, full of your mercy, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. He is so worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just for the record, I told you I wouldn't be long, and I did beat Pastor. Hallelujah. So glad you are here. Tuesday night, Bible study, Gravity. Come bring somebody to the house of God. Have a blessed week. Witness to somebody this week. Tell them about the good news of Jesus. So glad Brother and Sister Buller were here. They slipped out on me. I must have been too long-winded for them. Lord, have mercy. God bless you. You're dismissed in the fear of the Lord. Greet somebody. In Jesus' name.